My name is Peter Solomon. I was born and raised in Wichita, which has recently become a Fort Yukon. In our language, it means the flatlands. I was born on the Yukon River and raised on Yukon River. And as with any other Kuchin, I was raised to be dependent on caribou. My job here in Washington, D.C. at this time is to help make people aware of our need to keep our way of life the way it is. Have people aware of the plight of our people. I guess as Indian people, we always will have a plight of some sort. We have a battle going on with administration and also with the oil companies of this country, which in a lot of ways doesn't make any sense to me, since we've been there, according to the studies up in Alaska, anywhere from 10 to 20,000 years. It's rather difficult for me to understand why I should be traveling 5,000 miles to talk to a government who's been around for 200 years of that and have to make a decision for my life. I realize that people do need the types of things in their lives that oil brings them. But I also have a need to have food in my life, too. We come from villages in Alaska that have anywhere from 65 to 70% unemployment. And we're very dependent on these wild animals to be in the midst of our culture for us to survive. It isn't something that should be negotiated in our lives, because this is the way that we survive. They can talk about all the things they want out of the oil that they're going to get, but they're changing the lives of a people, and somebody needs to listen to that and consider what's happening. I'm speaking to the people of California tonight in hope that they can understand our side of it. We also use these things ourselves, but not to the total extent that is needed down here. But we don't deny that to anybody. Also, I'm not really satisfied with the fallacy of telling the American public that they have to have that oil right there in that spot. I cannot sit back and listen to that. I've been doing this now for about 4 years. Because I finally had enough of the lies that's told to the public. I like to say a little bit of it myself, that my truth has to be listened to, too. This administration tells people that that oil is going to free them from the dependency on foreign oil, but I, as a young man, when oil was discovered in Alaska, I remember the headlines then that we were going to be free from foreign oil. And here we are, 27 years later, more dependent on foreign oil than ever. And if this little pocket of oil is going to free us from that, then that has to be a fallacy, because it cannot be true. Our life is not something that we chose. We were born into it. All these types of things in our lives that we go through is just the same thing that the caribou go through. They were born to be where they're at, and we were born to be there with them. And we like to see that continue through the generations to come. Not only for our generations to come, but also for yours. Just the beauty of the place itself, even if there was no caribou there, just the beauty of it itself is something that people need to see. They need to hold on to and fight for. I'm in Washington, D.C. today, 5,000 miles away from my children, fighting for their children, too. We cannot put ourselves in the situation where the government has to take care of us totally. In a lot of ways, our battle is to avoid that, too. because we're hunters, we're fishermen. We live off of everything that's in front of us. If you want to call that caribou herd our Safeway, then go ahead, because that's what keeps us who we are and keeps us fed. I don't want to get into this battle with the Bush administration telling people that this little pocket of oil is going to save America, because it isn't. It's not even going to save Alaska. We are truly, as a people, today, the last of the indigenous people fighting for their way of life to continue. I sit across from the American Indian Museum. I see people lined up to go in to see pictures of what used to be. Well, I don't need pictures of what used to be. I have a live visual view of that all the time back home in my village. This is what we're trying to preserve. I don't want this country to have 100% wipeout of this type of culture. And that's why I fight for it today. Thank you very much for listening. And I hope that people will find it in their hearts to help us in this fight against something more powerful than we should have to fight. Thank you.